appreciate you guys and all the parents, just what goes into that school, making it run and making it such a great place. I think I saw Maura Douglas, our director, out here. Hi, Maura.
Yes, she is.
Did you want to say a few words this morning? Would you mind?
Yes, she does.
You want to greet everybody? I can bring you the microphone.
The children are pretty used to seeing me around, and my for those of you who didn't notice, my walking has become slower. They notice. They say, "You're getting old." They're very perceptive. They're very perceptive. It's wonderful to be here and to enjoy the children, because when they see you out of place, they're so surprised. You know, they think, "Oh, why? Where am I? Why are we here?" But even I get confused. I have to confess, I'm a member at Fletcher Hills Presbyterian Church 40 years, and I got in the car this morning and headed up to Fletcher Hills instead of coming to St. Andrews, because this is Sunday. This is where you go. However, it is wonderful to be here and to see the parents. I wish we could do it more often, but San Diego is a busy place, and everybody has things. They have their own churches. They have so much going on. So I welcome you, all of you who did come today. Wasn't that a beautiful breakfast? Thank you. I'm not sure. Was it the youth?
Youth group.
Who cooked? Yeah, wonderful. The youth group did that, and they put a great many different things out there for the children to do after church today, things that they can make noises and play, because that's when children truly are learning. But I thank Father for thinking of bringing us all together to celebrate the children, the church, the school, and my staff. And I thank all my staff who are here today. We do this maybe once a year, and we should try and do it more often. That's what I feel.
Thank you, Moira.
Moira, the youth group and Katie Kidd especially, she put together all the games outside and the breakfast. So thank you, Katie, and
Katie
everybody here who did all that work. Yes.
Katie? All right. Stand up, Katie. Matt?
Matt, there's Matt Kidd. He's waving at us. He's our head of the vestry, and his wife, Katie. She's hiding in the back. So thanks, okay. Katie. And Moira, I was going to ask you one more question. How long have you been at the day school?
I begin my 25th year in June. Yeah. 24 years ago, I came and stood out there in that playground in a sea of sand, not a single color, nothing, sand everywhere, and came to do the interview. And I will be honest, I stood in that playground, and I truly, honestly felt God's love just wrap itself around me. And I knew God was present in this place and will continue to be present in St. Andrew's School and in the church. So that is who we have to lift everything up to, and that's who we are guided for, because he is with us always. And I truly have lived those 24 years depending on God's guidance, and will continue, hopefully, to maybe do another year. But God is definitely in the presence in this church and school. He's controlling it.
As I've been able to work with Moira and get to know her, just her personality and how much people love her, you see why people love her. She's just so good with people, and she's made that school what it is. So thank you, Moira, for all your hard work and dedication. We appreciate it.
Yep.
I wanted to offer a few more thoughts about our gospel passage from Mark chapter 4 this morning. As you heard me tell the children, the disciples were afraid when they were in the storm, but then at the end of the story, they were more afraid when they realized who Jesus was, when they realized that the Lord of the universe was in the boat with them. The disciples knew that only God can control the elements. Only God can control the wind and the waves. They knew their history. They knew that when the Israelites left Egypt, they crossed a sea, the Red Sea, and it was God who moved the water and made it safe for them to walk across on dry land. They knew that when Jonah tried to run away from God, they know that it was God that brought the storm and caused Jonah to be thrown overboard and to be swallowed by the giant fish. It was God who breathed on the waters of chaos and creation and formed the very earth that we inhabit. It's only God who can control the elements. And when they saw Jesus order the wind to stop and the waves to cease, they knew they were in the presence.